There's a monkey down at Duke University in North Carolina who can move objects long distance with her thoughts. I'm not making this up.
Well, tell me why you believe it to be really true.
Well, because it was written up in Nature magazine and was also funded by DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Do you want to know how you make a monkey telekinetic?
I do.
What happened was that her name is Belle, and she's a cute little owl monkey. She's about 8 pounds and very smart. And in order to, what they were trying to do was to create a link between computers and your mind directly. And Belle was the experimental monkey. The first thing they did was they got her hooked on computer games. She had a joystick. And if she could, you know, with the joystick, if she could make the cursor hit a flashing light, she got a drop of juice. But within a few days, it became clear that she almost cared about the juice. She was hooked on the computer game. And when that happened, then what they did is they drilled a hole in her head, and they took a tiny device about the size of a baby aspirin that had hundreds of superfine wires coming out of it, and they implanted it in her motor cortex, which is the part of the brain that controls motion, like using your arm. And these wires, the reason they were so tiny, so thin, was that what they did is they lined up the wires with individual neurons in her brain so that when the neurons fired, the wires could sense this and relay the signal directly to a computer.
Uh-huh.
And after they finished with this implant, they sealed her up, and they fired up the computer game again. And she started playing the game, and as she did it using her arm, they watched the signals in her brain, you know, through this device on the computer, and as they began to figure out what neuron firings meant what. Right, you with me so far on this?
I absolutely am, yes.
Okay. Then, you know, when they finally figured out what the brain was doing and how it was associated with her arm motion, then they disconnected her joystick. So there was nothing that this joystick was doing. And they fired up the computer game again, and sure enough, using just her thoughts, just her neurons firing, she could control that cursor and hit the flashing light.
Okay, so what they were doing was back engineering the effect they were observing from the neurons that were firing.
Right. And then just to be cool about it, they put the signal on the internet and piped it up 600 miles north to MIT, and there was a robotic arm, and they piped the signal into the robotic arm, and the robotic arm began to dance in exactly the same fashion as her arm would have been moving had she been using her arm to play her computer game. And so I would submit that if you've got a monkey that can control a robotic arm 600 miles away with her thoughts, that you've got a telekinetic monkey. And in 2004, we had the first human who was wired this way. His name is Matthew Nagel. And Matthew's not the world's sweetest guy. He got involved in a knife fight, and he ended up getting his spinal cord severed, so he's locked up from the neck down. So he volunteered for a similar procedure, and they put one of these implants in his brain, and he became the first human to send an email with his thoughts in 2004.
Wow.
And he too can control a robotic arm. Now you may wonder, you know, why would you want to do this to a monkey or to a human?
Well, because you could wire up a pilot who could then control his plane with thought instead of having to move an arm, for example. And the seconds or microseconds involved, and the difference could be the difference between getting shot down and shooting the other guy down.
Bingo. That's the official reason. An F-22 jet fighter is a very difficult aircraft to control with a joystick. But the notion that DARPA has is, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could blur the distinction between the made and the born, between humans and machines, and that not only could you control the machine directly with your thought, but it would be a two-way street, such that whatever the machine senses, whether it be radar or long-distance sensing or heat or stress or whatever, suppose that were piped directly into your brain, bypassing keyboards, and screens. They think that that would be just a wonderful melding of mind and machine. That's the official reason. But the real reason is that at the time that this was being put forward at DARPA, the guy who ran the Defense Sciences Office, which ran that show, his name is Michael Goldblatt. And he has a daughter named Gina Marie. And Gina Marie is a very talented young lady. She just graduated from the University of Arizona, bilingual, very talented, and she's got cerebral palsy. So she is supposed to be spending the rest of her life in a wheelchair. Well, her father, Michael, is way up front about the fact that he has spent untold millions of your taxpayers' dollars on this mind-machine interface, because if you can control a machine with your thoughts, there's no reason, theoretically, that those machines couldn't be in Gina Marie's legs. And the day that that happens is the day that Gina Marie will be able to get out of that wheelchair and walk.